Tom Whipple writes and edits for an international energy newsletter outside Washington, D.C. In the past year, he has written over 50 columns about the likely impact of what has been called peak oil.
What peak oil means is that we're about halfway through all the oil under the earth.
More importantly, says Whipple, most of what is left will likely be far more difficult to extract than has been the case up to now.
It really doesn't matter too much how much is under the earth. If you can't get it out and get it to your gas station...
Whipple says that means energy prices are likely to remain high until alternative fuels can be developed and or human activities altered to lessen our dependence on petroleum. That transition, the peak oil transition, could take decades. And in the meantime...
Nobody really knows what's going to happen. Nobody has any idea what the world is going to look like as we transition from the oil age to, call it, the post-oil age, if you like, because it's never happened before.
But not everyone agrees with the peak oil theorists. Myron Ebel is director of energy and global warming policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a Washington, D.C. think tank that studies market forces.
I think that from the resource standpoint, we're certainly not running out of oil. I do believe that there are a lot of political obstacles to producing oil in the world.
He says one example of political obstacles that hold down U.S. oil production is the refusal of Congress to allow drilling in places where there are thought to be large oil reserves, in Alaska and off the Atlantic and Pacific coastlines. But if the peak oil theorists are right, vast patterns of social behavior may be about to change. For example, the theory suggests Americans are likely to cut down on non-essential driving and to carpool more often as oil supplies tighten and prices continue to rise. Discretionary air travel is likely to decline as well, say the theorists, posing a major challenge for today's airlines.
Right now, we are seeing an awful lot of the world's airlines having a great big problem. A number of the smaller ones are really on the verge of restructuring themselves.
The International Air Transport Association reports the combined fuel bill for all the world's airlines topped $92 billion last year, up 50% from 2004. Whipple says it is not hard to imagine future airfares increasing exponentially in response. Even in such areas as landscaping and recreation, Americans and many others are likely to alter their purchasing decisions and their behavior in response to higher prices. Whipple says once people accept that oil price hikes are here to stay, their entire worldview is all but certain to change as well. George Dwyer, VOA News.